Model Test 9.
Section A. Mini Lecture.
In this section, you will hear a mini lecture. You will hear the mini lecture once only. While listening to the mini lecture, please complete the gap-filling task with no more than 3 words for each gap. Make sure the word or words you fill in is or are both grammatically and semantically acceptable. You may use the blank sheet for note-taking. You have 30 seconds to preview the gap-filling task. Now, listen to the mini-lecture. When it is over, you will be given 3 minutes to check your work.
Good morning. Today's lecture is about the greenhouse effect. The greenhouse effect often gets a bad rap because of its association with global warming. But the truth is we couldn't live without it. First, I'd like to ask you what causes the greenhouse effect. Life on Earth depends on energy from the sun. About 30% of the sunlight that beams toward Earth is deflected by the outer atmosphere and scattered back into space. The rest reaches the planet's surface and is reflected upward again as a type of slow-moving energy called infrared radiation. As it rises, infrared radiation is absorbed by greenhouse gases such as water vapor, carbon dioxide, ozone, and methane, which slows its escape from the atmosphere. Although greenhouse gases make up only about 1% of the Earth's atmosphere, they regulate our climate by trapping heat and holding it in a kind of warm air blanket that surrounds the planet. This phenomenon is what scientists call the greenhouse effect. Without it, science estimate that the average temperature on Earth would be colder by approximately 30 degrees Celsius, far too cold to sustain our current ecosystem. Second, we need to clarify the way humans contribute to the greenhouse effect. While the greenhouse effect is an essential environmental prerequisite for life on Earth, there really can be too much of a good thing. The problems begin when human activities distort and accelerate the natural process by creating more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere than are necessary to warm the planet to an ideal temperature. For example, burning natural gas, coal and oil, including gasoline for automobile engines, raises the level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Some farming practices and land use changes increase the levels of methane and nitrous oxide. Many factories produce long-lasting industrial gases that do not occur naturally, yet contribute significantly to the enhanced greenhouse effect and global warming that is currently underway. Besides, deforestation also contributes to global warming. Trees use carbon dioxide and give off oxygen in their place, which helps to create the optimal balance of gases in the atmosphere. As more forests are logged for timber or cut down to make way for farming, however, there are fewer trees to perform this critical function. Population growth is another factor in global warming, because as more people use fossil fuels for heat, transportation, and manufacturing, the level of greenhouse gases continues to increase. As more farming occurs to feed millions of new people, more greenhouse gases enter the atmosphere. Ultimately, more greenhouse gases mean more infrared radiation trapped and held, which gradually increases the temperature of the Earth's surface and the air in the lower atmosphere. Thirdly, what are the possible consequences caused by excessive greenhouse effect? It directly results in quick increase of the average global temperature. Today, the increase in the Earth's temperature is increasing with unprecedented speed. To understand just how quickly global warming is accelerating, consider this. During the entire 20th century, the average global temperature increased by about 0.6 degrees Celsius. While by using computer climate models, scientists estimate that by the year 2100, the average global temperature will increase by 1.4 degrees to 5.8 degrees Celsius, which is rather a big leap from the last century. Meanwhile, a majority of the scientists agree that even a small increase in the global temperature would lead to significant climate and weather changes, affecting cloud cover, precipitation, wind patterns, the frequency and severity of storms, and the duration of seasons. Rising temperatures would raise sea levels as well, reducing supplies of fresh water as flooding occurs along coastlines worldwide and salt water reaches inland. Many of the world's endangered species would become extinct as rising temperatures change their habitat. Millions of people would be affected, especially poor people who live in precarious locations or depend on the land for a subsistence living. Certain vector-borne diseases carried by animals or insects, such as malaria, would become more widespread as warmer conditions expanded their range. Finally, we need to ask ourselves what is being done and what should be done to reduce global warming. Currently, carbon dioxide accounts for more than 60% of the enhanced greenhouse effect caused by the increase of greenhouse gases. And the level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is increasing by more than 10% every 20 years. If emissions of carbon dioxide continue to grow at current rates, then the level of gas in the atmosphere would likely double or possibly even triple from pre-industrial levels during the 21st century. Therefore, to lessen those long-term effects, many nations, communities, and individuals are taking action now to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and slow global warming by reducing dependence on fossil fuels, increasing the use of renewable energy, expanding forests, and making lifestyle choices that help to sustain the environment. Whether they will be able to recruit enough people to join them, and whether their combined efforts will be enough to head off the most serious effects of global warming, are open questions that can only be answered by future developments. To conclude today's lecture, we should say it is not the greenhouse effect itself that directly leads to global warming, and hence the inevitable climate changes, but the human activities that have accelerated the natural process by creating more greenhouse gases. Then, we also discussed the possible consequences caused by excessive greenhouse gas effect, which directly results in quick increase of the average global temperature. Subsequently, global warming will lead to significant climate and weather changes, which will in turn influence living beings' life in the long run. Finally, in order to lessen those long-term effects, a lot of people are now taking action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and slow global warming by various ways, such as reducing dependence on fossil fuels, increasing the use of renewable energy, expanding forests, etc.
Now, you have 3 minutes to check your work. This is the end of Section A mini lecture.
Section B, interview.
In this section, you will hear one interview. The interview will be divided into two parts. At the end of each part, five questions will be asked about what was said. Both the interview and the questions will be spoken once only. After each question, there will be a 10-second pause. During the pause, you should read the four choices of A, B, C, and D, and mark the best answer to each question. You have 30 seconds to preview the questions. Now, listen to part one of the interview.
Hi, Paul. Hello, John. Did you enjoy Bob's party the other night? Yes, I did. It was really nice to see everyone again after all these years. I could hardly recognize Nancy. She used to be such a tomboy. Now she is so beautiful and elegant. As the old saying goes, a girl changes fast and becomes beautiful. You know, she has married a general manager who owns a large real estate company in the U.S., Really? Ah, but she deserves it. She used to be very intelligent. James must feel sorry to hear it. He and she used to be good friends in our class. I know what you mean. Anyway, what about that holiday we were talking about? Do you still want to go ahead with it? You bet I do. I've been very busy at work and I really need a break. You know, just lie in the sun and relax. Maybe read a book or two. Are you kidding? I was thinking about something more active. You know, maybe do some sightseeing or swimming. Maybe even some surfing if you're up to it. I think I could be persuaded. Yes, why not? Surfing sounds like fun to me. But where had you got in mind? The destination, I mean. Well, I called into the travel agents this morning and picked up some brochures. Here, take a look. I've got one on the south of France, which looks really nice. Or there's Italy, if you fancy some culture. Or, of course, there's Greece. Oh, Greece sounds good. I haven't been there before. Look at that picture. Blue sky, white sands, and a beautiful clear blue sea. I know, but have you seen the price? £450 for 1 week, and that doesn't even include the hotel. Yeah, it is a bit expensive, isn't it? What about the south of France? Well, that's a lot cheaper. In fact, there is a special deal at the moment. 10 days, including the hotel, for only £250. Well, let's have a look at Italy. I already have. It's far too expensive. France it is then, I guess. But we can choose the hotel? I don't want to get there and find they've put us up in a really cheap place miles away from the beach. No problem. There are three hotels to choose from. And this one looks the best. Which one? Paradise Rock or the Sea View? The Paradise Rock. It's only a 10-minute walk from the beach. Half that if you take a bus. And breakfast is included in the price. We do have to pay a surcharge, though. How much? £10. But I guess it's worth it. The location is great, and they even have an outdoor swimming pool if you don't want to leave the hotel.
This is the end of part one of the interview. Questions 1 to 5 are based on what you have just heard.
Question 1. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Question 2. Where did John get the brochures of traveling information?
Question 3. Where are the two speakers going to for holiday?
Question 4. How many hotels in France they can choose from according to the brochures.
Question 5. Which is not one of the advantages of the Paradise Rock?
Now, listen to part 2 of the interview.
What about a gym? Oh, yes, they have a gymnasium that the guests can use. There's no tennis court, though, I'm afraid, or massage service, which I know you like, although there is a sauna. Oh, that's okay. I can live without a massage for a few days. Besides, the hotel sounds great, and the price is certainly too good to miss. So when shall we go? Well, the offer doesn't apply to June or July, for that matter, so I guess it'll have to be May or August. Oh, August is too far away. I feel tired and desperately need a holiday, so May gets my vote. Besides, my work slackens off just before the main holidays. May is fine for me, too. Now, I guess all we need to do is plan our schedule. You said you like surfing, right? So we could plan a day when we just indulge ourselves in water sports. I don't mind, really. Nothing too strenuous, though. How about a spot of fishing while we're there? Why not? Maybe we'll be able to catch our lunch. Yeah, don't bet on it. You know what my fishing skills are like? Just a minute. Isn't there a film festival on in May? Yes, there is. It's a full 3-day event, I believe. You're not suggesting we spend a full 3 days there, are you? Not at all. Maybe half a day will be enough. Well, let's make it a day. Besides, you never know who'll be there. What? Someone like Nicole Kidman, you mean? Nah, she's not my type. Now, Sandra Bullock is a different matter. Maybe Tom Hanks. Okay, you've convinced me. A day it is. Well, that's 2 days taken care of. Put down a few days on the beach. I can't come back without a suntan. What do you think? 3 days or 4? Ah, make it 4, plus a day shopping. A day shopping, okay. And the other days? Well, tell you what, why don't we go to the library and get a guidebook? That'll give us more ideas. Okay, let's go.
This is the end of part 2 of the interview. Questions 6 to 10 are based on what you have just heard. Question 6. What service does the gym offer?
Question 7. Why did the two speakers decide to go for a holiday in May?
Question 8. How does Paul feel about his fishing skills?
Question 9. Which activity will the two speakers not do during their holiday?
Question 10. How many days do they plan to spend on the beach?